One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We're still fighting for this title. And he's got to go to Middleburg and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them.
Yes, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Warm Down. Today I'm joined by, what's your name?
Adam McCullough.
Adam McCullough. Where are you from?
It's not even my real name.
That's a good point, yeah. We're joined by...
It's what you have to do on YouTube to get views nowadays, isn't it?
Apparently so.
Fake name,
character. I feel like I'm the only person
just
with my
fake.
Actual name.
Just be fake. It is my actual name. My name is Adam McElroy Kohler.
I see what you did there. But how many other people are actually out there with a real name?
Well, most people, no one's got their real name out there. Right?
Name's
Craig Mitch,
name?
Maybe.
Is that his real name?
Laura Woods, maybe.
Are they really YouTubers?
Is her name Laura? Name's Fred from Yorkshire. Who else?
There's not a lot, is there?
Yeah, they're all...
Anyway, this is brought to you
by... Fake characters, fake names.
But anyway, fake fans. So... This is brought to you by the good folks at The Athletic. If you're into reading about your football, and do you know what? I'm not just saying this because they are sponsoring the show. It is actually banging. And you get a daily email off the guys as well, which is mint every single morning.
I'm already joined.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know why I don't like paying for stuff?
Exactly. If you want to join up, get 50% off your yearly membership and you can get a month's free trial straight off the bat. So if you want to come and join, the link is in the description. It's theathletic.co.uk/Housen. That is theathletic.co.uk/Housen, the new home of football writing. Daniel Taylor, who's just joined them, is coming on soon as well.
DT.
DT! The good
real one.
And he goes, just give us a couple of weeks because my head's up my arse because he's obviously just joined and he's got
and he's got to get through all the horrible emails he's received from Neil Costis saying, why haven't I been invited to the
How mad is he? And it's very telling who's, and I'm not going to name all the names because there's one name in particular we just don't acknowledge, but there is one group of people that just haven't been asked at
all. It's great. I'll tell you a story about him. Remember when Van Hall called him Fat Man, and they got into a little thing, and then he was supposed to be losing weight.
It was about
half 8 a.m. in Europe, so it would have been half 7 a.m. in England, and we was in the airport, and he was like guzzling down. He had about 5 bottles of wine, miniature bottles of wine, and he was like, I was thinking, bruv, supposed to be losing weight, but he is the Fat Man, I suppose.
Not only that, guy works for the Sun.
Imagine that. Like, I'd done something for them without realising it was for them back in the day. And now I've been offered some good money to do stuff for them and knocked it back. Imagine we have more morals than some of these people out there.
I got asked to present something I really want to present, but it's being streamed for the Sun. And I had to go, I can't do it.
Mm.
And the person who...
I have accidentally done something for Dream Team and stuff, and I didn't realise it was a thing.
Someone asked me if I'd like to present something, and I really, really do want to present this, and it's a great opportunity, but I was like, can't do it.
Mm.
I can't work for the summer.
Morals and that, innit?
So there you go.
Because who was it? Didn't a few others do stuff for them before? Hmm? It was really weird, and I had to apologise and all that. That was weird, wasn't it?
right. We've just thought, do you know what? We did a video just at the start of the season, didn't we? We was like...
Is that my predicted league backup? Got it spot on, didn't I?
where we was like, let's see where we think United might come. Oh, actually, all 20 teams might come this season. And we didn't do too good, did we?
Do you want some help with that?
Go on then. Should we start at the bottom?
So we did start with the bottom in the video.
We did. It's a good way to start.
Can you guess who we both put at bottom?
I can because we've just reviewed it five seconds ago.
Didn't we?
I didn't realise I'd put... I actually thought I'd put Norwich bottom. Sheffield United.
We both put Sheffield United bottom. So I think we need to hold hands And apologise.
People of Sheffield.
We apologise.
We apologise. Y'all are smashing it.
Up the blades. Not that bit. Go on, Dean Henderson.
Yeah, and that's why. Reval probably. Morrison. It's probably because Dean Henderson was there.
Keeping clean sheets.
Tons of them.
More than us.
All day long. Sheffield United have absolutely... They're in sixth at the minute.
Chris Wilder. We need to put some respect on his name, right?
We do, and he's got a bit of a unique system, but he doesn't park the bus. They've kept a lot of clean sheets, but he doesn't park the bus. And he was close to getting a good result at Anfield. He's had some good results. Good result against Arsenal. We've got to go there in November.
I think we're going to lose there as well.
When
you look at the games we've lost this season, West Ham.
But they are a team that does actually try and play football, and that generally suits us. But
so we safely saying we don't expect Sheffield United to get relegated anymore.
Yeah, I reckon hang on, where are they at there? 17 points, 16 points. They're not safe yet. They are not safe yet.
That's pretty good going.
It's not bad.
Consider some of the games they've had this season.
Just over
as well.
A quarter of the season, and they are, near enough halfway to the points to stay up. I think it's safe to say they'll stay up. And I think from this stage, they probably will finish comfortably top half, 10th or 11th.
They've got three more points than us. That's pretty... Yeah, I think top half or around just the top of the bottom half.
Yeah, top half. Like 10th or 11th at worst. They could surprise everyone and literally stay where they are in like 6th.
We both had Norwich in that position.
Yeah, in 19th.
We both had them in 19th. That's good, Dad.
It's all right, isn't it? Occasionally get something right.
Can you guess who you had 18th? Can you remember that?
I think Brighton.
No. Wait, no. You had Brighton 19th. Oh. So you didn't get that right. I got that right. Norwich 18th.
Okay. So yeah, Norwich and Brighton I had going down. Brighton above United.
I had Norwich and Newcastle going down.
Brighton above United though on 15 points, goal difference, sadly, because they score more goals than we do.
We had Brighton above United as well.
Oh.
Oh my God. We are really awful at this, aren't we?
Yeah. They're not going to stay there. Brighton are not finishing eighth.
I've got Newcastle in there. Do you think they will go down?
No. But they are...
Do you still think Rafa Benitez isn't better than Steve Bruce? That was something in that video that wound
that
a lot of people
lot of
up.
There was another thing, which we'll get to in a minute. We'll get to in a little bit, I guess. No, I think Steve Bruce is doing that. I think the squad that Rafa Benitez had was arguably better. Like Perez alone in that Newcastle team now solves a lot of their problems.
Do you think Manchester United would be in ninth or above if we had Rafa Benitez instead of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
My client doesn't wish to answer that question.
Basically, translated to, if I speak, I will be in very big trouble. Because I think Rafa would have us.
Oh, what a fucking shit.
Top six, top seven with this team.
Has Ollie ever been relegated, apart from that one time?
Yeah. Yeah, he did win the league with Valencia, though. Then we had Southampton, 17th for you. I had Brighton, 17th.
Yeah, not far off, they're 18th currently.
Newcastle 16th, I had Palace 16th.
Newcastle are 15th, not too far off.
You had Palace 15th, I had Villa 15th.
Palace the top half, 9th. So,
ooh, I got Villa nearly spot on.
Yeah.
Southampton 14th, I had.
Who have I got in 14th?
West Ham.
They're 13th. It's not bad, quarter way into the season.
You had Burnley.
Burnley.
12th.
They're 14th.
That's a good one as well.
It's not a bad shout. I'm doing all right in the mid-table. They're 7th.
I had Watford.
But they wouldn't be. If they didn't beat us, they would have been 11th.
Now, no one predicted Watford to be at the bottom of the table. Minus 17 goal difference.
Wow. Horrendous.
5 points.
Where did I have them?
Not one game all season. You had them.
Higher up than you, I think.
You had them in the top 10. I had them 11th.
Where did I have them? 10th.
You had them 9th.
That one stings a bit, doesn't it? That's not a good one. That is not a good one.
What do we know about football?
Well, do you know what? Even the bookies get some of them wrong sometimes. So.
Well, they get it wrong a lot of time. Should we move to the top?
Let's move to the top.
Can you remember?
Did we have United in 10th?
Do you remember your top four?
My top four would have been City, because I'll never predict Liverpool winning anything.
We both had City.
Then Liverpool.
I had Tottenham second.
Then I think I put United.
Yeah, you put United third.
In my own defence, it's a football fan's right to be fucking absolutely off their head about their own team.
You put Spurs fourth, I put United fourth.
I put Spurs fourth. That was fucking wrong, wasn't it? That might be even stupider than having United third.
The one I'm most disappointed about is we both put, you put Leicester eighth, I put them ninth. Now that is really stupid of us.
It was. But I don't like Brendan Rodgers, so there is that.
Chelsea, I had them sixth, you had them fifth.
I think Chelsea probably going to come top four.
Now I want to speak to you about Chelsea.
Oh, I do have to.
Are Chelsea going through that? Or is that the wheel period that we had?
Yes and no. Yes, because they are. And no, because quite simply, they are more suited to changing managers every fortnight than any other club in the world by Real Madrid. And they also have a significantly stronger team that is performing as you would expect it to.
Especially midfield, isn't it? Kante, Kovacic, Jorginho.
Because if you think
of Jorginho before Sarri, well, not before Sarri, because he's been with Sarri before, but before Chelsea and Sarri, he was quality. Kovacic.
Then he was
quality.
The massive part of Sarri's
Kovacic
Chelsea.
Was very highly rated at Real Madrid as well.
Yeah, and then you've got Kante. A lot of people said Kante's the best midfielder in the world. Loads of people will say that.
I think he's the most influential.
Yeah.
Most influential.
Huge. So those three alone, moonwalk with the dicks out into United's 11, all of them. And then you can even start making cases then. People are like, the youngsters, the 21, you might as well compare them with Rashford.
You have to compare them to Rashford and Twanzabi more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Correct. Rather than Greenwood and Gomez and, you know, Garner and Williams and stuff. I think that Chelsea are probably, they're having fifth, yeah. They'll be top four because United won't be.
I think we'll still see a fall off from them. In terms of performance and results. I think there'll become a time when Tammy Abraham isn't firing as much as he is now. The good thing for them is, though, Giroud, or, you know, they've got someone else in backup, which is
more than
what United don't have.
Giroud would have played a lot of games for United if he was there this year, I think.
But then comparing Tammy Abraham to Rashford, Tammy stank the place at Swansea for a bit.
Five goals.
Now, I'm not saying he's poor, but I'm saying Rashford has had to have his dips and his peaks under the spotlight at Manchester. It's just so difficult.
Which must be so incomparable to doing it at Swansea.
A club that's
Chelsea,
getting relegated.
To be honest, yeah.
Or a club that's getting promoted. Because he played for Villa.
And what you would have learned leading the line for Villa is invaluable. And he's also played in generally one position as well.
Mm. You look at Axel, he's come back to United. And he would be starting for us by that injury against Liverpool.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
So I think, yeah, it's more fair to compare them. Right, let's not change the whole table because we'll be here all day. You got a chance to make some changes to your table. Top four. What's your top four at the end of the season?
City.
Still. Liverpool are...
Whether I'm right or wrong, I'm never predicting Liverpool.
Liverpool are 6 points clear with the opportunity of going nine points clear.
City.
Then?
I am not predicting Liverpool at winning the league. Can't do it to myself. Then? I've got to go speak to my dad after this. Can't do it.
Then?
Liverpool.
Then?
Chelsea.
Then?
Leicester.
I agree. Except I think Liverpool are winning the league. I'm not. I'm going to predict Man City like you. But I think Liverpool are winning the league.
But I might late as well.
Relegation?
Watford are gone. Southampton are gone. Norwich could get out. I've seen enough in Norwich that they could get out. They're killed with injuries at the minute. I think they could get out. And do you know who... Newcastle could get dragged into this. I don't think Villa or Everton. Everton certainly are too good.
I think Villa have shown... they haven't got the results in some games, but they've shown a bit about them where they... Especially at home, they have, you know, something there.
Brighton on 15 points, probably not going to slip it from there. Otherwise, they've absolutely fucked, haven't they? Fuck's sake. It might be the bottom three that it is now. It might be the bottom. Norwich might just wrestle with like trying to get out and ultimately get sucked back into it. But I think Southampton are fucked. Hmm. Watford are pretty much gone already. Definitely need to be ringing up and trying to poach some of their players. I don't know, Tom Cleverley or something.
TC23.
Yeah, that's one.
Website.
Spanish Tom.
Available on GoDaddy if you want to buy it.
Is it? Just for, probably for a bit of bounce?
Just guessing. So you shut up, Katari, sorry. Did this happen to you? Someone I used to own adammccollough.com. And I thought, oh, fuck it, can't be asked updating this shit. And then I released it. Someone DM'd me about a month later, like, I've got the website, adammccollough.com, adammccollough.co.uk. Do you want to buy it? I was like, nah, thanks, mate, keep it. And then about 6 months later, he was like, oh, I've connected them all to your YouTube channel, you can have them. I was like, all right, thanks. So you're just clearly trying to do me over for a little bit. But it's like, imagine doing that. Someone must do that.
There's a profile about
Is there
me.
Any footballer about to come out that we can buy his URL?
There's a website called married.com or something, right? It's got a profile about me on there. Full of wrong information.
Catfish, then.
No, it's not. It's like a Wikipedia for people who are married. Weird. Right?
Like famous birthdays for people famous.
Yeah, because I'm on that and all.
Listen, check this out. Famous birthday, I had to get onto them and be like, what the fuck are you doing, you weirdos? They had my little sister's name in my information. My little sister isn't online.
Go on now.
And it was like, how the hell have you managed to do this?
Because there's wrong info on it. Just go on, married.
I'm going to go on it now, but I want to trigger a little conversation while we're still talking about the Premier League. We've wrapped that up, yeah? Who's getting relegated?
Arsenal.
Okay, cool. Talking about Arsenal. This is what I want you to talk to you about. Because we can boil two sets of piss in one right now.
Sweet.
The Mourinho Brigade and the Arsenal Brigade.
Mourinho takes Arsenal down.
Is this really happening? Could this happen? And is it a good fucking idea?
I think if Jose goes there...
Robbie's on 3 million subscribers by the end of the season.
Buy a new boat. Jesus, that is not a good fit, I don't think. That is not a good fit.
It's not.
No.
So they have a better structure in terms of buying players. They have 11 that's probably their more
defense,
ready to go.
Their defence is going to make Jose punch a toddler on air.
I want to see that. What?
Right, here we go. They pulled it up for us. So I've got a biography on there. They've used a photograph that I fucking hate.
Children wrong.
For starters, time. Yeah. Is he gay? No. Well... That's a guess. How do you know? Children, one. No. There's at least two that have come forward. It's got stuff like, has he ever cheated on his missus? You're like, how fucking libelous is that?
Is Stephen Howson having any relationship affair?
How mad's that? As a website. Also, it goes, Stephen married his longtime girlfriend, Janine Howson, in front of family and friends on the 12th of July, 2015.
Is that true?
No. It's the 30th of April.
I was there.
I know.
Oh, yeah, because it was Trish's birthday.
Like, that's wrong. It's just full of wrong information. Scroll it up. Let's have a...
Well, now they're going to update that website. It's going to be full of correct information.
What a fucking... Apparently, I'm a journalist. Absolutely not. Oh, birth country. Can you see that on the left?
It's got your full daughter's name in there, Steve.
United States, apparently. I am not from the United States.
Are you a Sagittarius?
I am a Sagittarius.
But why is
Scroll that down again.
This is what I'm about with famous. But why have you got little girls' names in there? Well, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I've put it on my social media, haven't I? So they took it from that. Compiling this information of wrong information is mad anyway. Scroll down. Scroll down. Yeah. But it's got a full name. I don't know where a full name has been.
Can someone put me into the bit where it says extramarital affair?
What, you're mine?
Adam McCullough.
You see, like, Joe Rogan, as I'm wearing his shirt, someone posted on his Wikipedia that his brother was one of his friends, and he was like, fuck it, I just left it on there. I've got an estimated net worth of 400K. Can I take that to the bank and be like...
Can you borrow me a fiver, Steve?
Can I withdraw that?
That's probably about
400K short.
To be fair, actually. I'm not sure how much the pound is worth these days.
There you go.
That's probably correct.
I think you are on this, you know. Keep scrolling.
Because
we own full-time devils, as it says here, and it recommends it makes how much? That's fucking wrong.
Now these are all stats off Social Blade, aren't they?
Yeah. The sports journalist holds British nationality and belongs to white British ethnicity. Do I? I don't identify as white British. Yeah, there you go. What a load of bollocks. What an absolute load of bollocks that is. Janine found that because someone fucking sent it. Mad, isn't it?
That is a bit mental, that.
That famous birthdays ones, email me all the time. Can you send me a photo? Like, no, I don't even want to be on your website, mate. Like, it's fucking madness.
Yeah, they emailed me that and I was just emailed back like, nah, like, just like, take like, my daughter.
You're the most popular Stephen on our website. And you're like, really? how shit's your website like?
Or is that
here we go. Famous birthdays, Adam McCullough, YouTube star.
I'm the 15,726 most popular star.
Tweet that.
I'm the number 47 greatest, Adam.
Fucking brilliant.
And I'm the ninth top sports news web star. Actually, that's decent. Top 10 sports web stars. Who's the 10? Can we jump in there, please? Oh!
Who
the fuck's 10?
Hey, Jordy's number 2. Troops is number 3.
Sophie Rose.
Soapy's number 4.
Robbie's there.
Not mentioning that one.
Who's Caleb?
NBA Insider.
Sick. I'm top 10. Look at that, was true Jordy when he was working on the mines, wasn't it? It's 32, Brian.
Allegedly.
I got some links for that one.
No comment.
Oh, God. See, now they've changed it to younger sister. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's absolutely creepy as fuck.
I don't think people should put stuff like that.
No. It's weird, isn't it? But
you know, when I was a kid, I'd have loved to have been on that website. Now it's like, fucking weird. Yeah, so Arsenal.
But they do email you on your birthday.
Do you think people that...
Who made this? Who was like, oh, I know.
I think it's clever because they almost capitalise off the fact that people will Google people's birthdays, right? It's like us.
Who's Googling mine and your birthday?
No, it's not, but they work on sheer numbers. So if we have everybody in the world that is my celebrity.
It's got me as a journalist again.
You're the sixth best 35-year-old journalist. Can we see you?
Hang on. I am the 23rd journalist in England.
Born in England. Can we just see who the top 5 35-year-old journalists are, please? Ben Shapiro.
Milo Yiannopoulos. Megan McCain, don't even know who that is.
Are you sure that's not a list of people that you want to Chris punch Remo. In the face the most?
Alex Brooker's number 9.
Why is it full of far-right people?
They're just only the journalists. What was I?
It's because you blew up loads of Asians.
Allegedly. I'm number 6. I'm number 6 on that list.
And that dude with that chicken wing?
It's linked to you. Associated with.
Is that dude with the chicken wing? He's there as well. Off the last leg.
Yeah, what an absolute... how mad's that?
That's weird.
As if that's... we've got a 5-minute warning already.
I know, he's coming in. I thought he was just showing me he had a full hand.
Yeah.
After I was saying chicken wings. So Mourinho to Arsenal, you like it? Why can we never do a video normal?
It's my thing.
I like it.
Why would I do a video normal?
Is the pod to nowhere starting soon?
Oh yeah, just like, do you see them? You like the response? Did you watch the last comments club?
I do want to. Yeah.
Adam's fucked himself by making edits like that. You can't go back. How'd you go back from that?
I do want to. I think we should start the pod to nowhere.
The pod to nowhere.
But the thing is, like when we start the pod to nowhere, like we can make content like this around it, but the pod to nowhere just has to be our place of wackiness.
Where's that from?
That's Australia, that.
No, but I know where it is. No, that's it's Singapore, not Singapore. That. Where are these photos coming from?
That's Jay.
Go back. What was it?
That was Jay when he posted a picture of him in Manchester.
Oh, is that in reply to... Why have you just pulled that up, though? The pigeons?
The seagulls.
Seagulls.
There's no pigeons in Australia, mate. You just have koala-shaped rats.
Do you know what? Them quokkas are just friendly rats.
They are nice, though.
They're just friendly rats.
There needs to be... I'm surprised there hasn't been a Disney movie based on them or DreamWorks. You know, like based on the island of the quokkas and...
Give it 5 minutes.
It's a good idea, that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, this is the idea.
G'day, mate.
We get there. You get stuck on this island. They're all friendly little quokkas.
And then night.
At night, they turn into horrible little fuckers.
They grow to about 6 foot.
Friendly little quokkas turn into horrible little fuckers. Caption for the show already. Mm. And yeah.
You could probably sing a theme tune to that.
Basically, what I want to happen... is Mourinho to get the Arsenal job and shit to go down. Please. Please. They all sound like us at the start. Remember when we're like, we just ignored his everything bad about him and thought, he's a winner. He'll do it. Bring him in.
Not with that defence. Jose can't play with that
defence. I think he'd smash it.
That defence and them attackers.
He'll be calling Pepe a cunt by a week, wouldn't he?
Aubameyang will be United in 6 months.
I'll take that. I'll tackle Batman, will you?
You keep off tracking me, man. I have something in my head that I'm trying to fucking get out, and you keep fucking talking.
Is Joe Rogan Illuminati?
It might be. I don't think so, though. Epstein didn't kill himself, but
definitely did it.
They announced Prince Andrew's announced this year's tour. What? I think you have to say alleged.
Allegedly. I think you never said allegedly, though.
Yeah, but...
That brother running around with all the conspiracy theories.
Just shut up.
All right, sorry.
They announced the tour for Australia and Singapore.
Mars.
In November last year. It's November now.
Announced the tour. It's America, isn't it? East Coast. I think we're going New York.
We think it's America.
Mate, if we're going New York next year.
Oh. Right, where's the tour? LA, obviously. It's always LA. Always LA. Always starts in LA. It always ends on the East Coast somewhere. They do a bit of Flow Rider. There's something in New York. There's a lot of football in New York at the minute. Mm. Obviously, it's a big old city as well.
Did you see that Vice video about the New York hooligan?
Yeah, he was a weird guy.
Real weird.
He
weird
was
dude.
A strange.
Kept singing United songs.
Yeah, he was odd. And he was like, it's a way of life. And you're like, I don't think you understand, my mate.
And then he was like, yeah, here's my firm. And they're all people that have just turned up for mixed martial arts class.
Yeah, I think what he needs is a counsellor and a grilled cheese.
He defo, too much sniff, that fella. Too much.
Where's the little Midlands, do you reckon? Texas? I won't mind a Texas one.
Nah.
Not LA, with, Texas, Florida.
Not with this face in Texas.
They got the nice parts of Texas, like Austin.
Who wants
not the
to
ones
see
where
him?
They play the banjo, like...
Yeah. Maybe I've got the wrong impression of Texas. But
I think you probably have. It's all like fucking app makers and shit now.
Isn't that San Francisco?
Yeah, but also Silicon like Valley, parts
where,
of Texas.
Where no one pays tax. Fucking sort it out, Jeff Bezos.
LA, San Francisco, Texas, Florida, New York. That's my guess.
Mm.
And then one in like Dublin or something.
Sounds like a plan.
On the way home. Or like... Yeah, we always play a weird country like Scandinavia or Dublin or something. We never
it
do
used
like
to be
France or Germany.
An Old Trafford friendly just before the end, didn't it?
They fucked that one off.
Remember like we had Valencia in 09?
We did loads. It was always
David
a testimonial
Silva,
of
David
some
Villa,
sort.
David Villa, yeah. Juan Mata played.
There's always a
Michael Owen's
like
debut,
that.
I think that was.
That's what we need. One of them again.
Mm, that'd be good fun.
I mean, book it. I'm having that.
Yeah, I'm having that. New York, wherever it is. New York was great when I went for the AJ fight. I'd love it again. Love it. Just love it.
My mate Brendan's fighting at Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve. I don't reckon I'm going to have the money to go.
MSG is beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially New Year's Eve. It's going to be dull to get out there.
No, it's actually quite cheap. It's hard to get out to New York for Thanksgiving. They dig off Thanksgiving more than Christmas, don't they?
What is Thanksgiving? Are they saying thank you for killing all the natives?
Something like that. Give the natives weird, a blanket, man. And then they
give them SARS, right?
Yeah, some sort of...
Or is that just South Park?
The cold. No, I think they give them some sort of disease.
Yeah. Imagine saying thanks for killing all the people that actually own the land.
I actually don't think what Thanksgiving is anything like what it was or anything like that.
It is not so. And now, they don't want any brown folks on their land. Where's motherfucking brown folks land in the first place?
It's kind of hilarious how they're like, we don't like immigration. You're like, anyone who's not Native American is a fucking immigrant, brother. What are you talking about?
It's like British people, though. They come
anyone
from,
who's
like,
not fucking
Vikings
ginger
and all that.
Anyone
stuff.
Who's not ginger ain't native.
Mm. It's mental. It's mental. Yeah, it's gone left again. And my car's probably clamped by now.
That's
all right, I suppose. Who cares?
We got a couple of games this week. Absolute massive hitters. Remember when we used to play like Barcelona and then we'd have like Liverpool the weekend? Well, this weekend we got Partizan Belgrade.
Big team, to be fair.
And Brighton.
Historically a big team. Partizan Belgrade.
Well, we're historically a big team.
Shit. Two wins this week.
I thought it could have been three wins this week with...
I had a feeling about Bournemouth, but two wins this week.
Two wins would make everyone feel a little bit better again, wouldn't it?
We've got to get used to this.
Inconsistent bullshit.
Mm. Got to. If you're not, you're just going to be pissed off. Every week. I can't be angry every week. I don't know how people do it. How can
you have to psych yourself up to get angry like that? Because that's why you got to be like, look. I was chatting to my next door neighbour. He's a fucking big friend. He watches the show, so hello, Wilf, if you're watching. And he calls us this morning. I was taking a babysit out of mine and putting it in Janine's for a couple of work. And he's like, oh, we're shit, aren't we? But he's saying it with a smile on his face. Because that's how you have to approach this shit. You can't be like... If it's going to affect your day, you fucking kill yourself by weekend if you're getting into them sort of frames of mind.
Mm.
You go, yeah, we're shit. And I went, it's going to be shit for a long time. And he went, yeah. He goes, I don't think it'll be right next season. I went, I don't. And I said, I'm still going to be there. Like,
it's like with the Saudis, I can't stand what they stand for, but if they're coming, just like the Glazers, I'll still be there. Yeah. I ain't giving up my place.
To be fair,
I'm probably banned if they come in, just for speaking out against them.
Here's the thing with them. Can you get rid of the Glazers this week? Can I? Can you stop the Saudis coming? Can I? Can you get them out when they're here? Can I? So why waste your breath?
I still think it's important to stand and speak and have an opinion. It's just like saying, why do we have an opinion on football? We can't change anything. Why do we have an opinion on transfers? We can't change anything. Why do we have an opinion on tactics? Can't change anything. Basically, why are we even here? Can't even change
anything. Toss it off.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do Super Mario Kart channel.
Yeah, that'd be mint. I used to love playing games back in the day.
I ain't got the time. I got
Foot Manager sent me the beta. I've been on FIFA a little bit recently.
Foot Manager sent me the beta. I've not even had a chance to download it yet.
Let's do something. Let's make gaming into our content so then we can get an excuse.
I have MMA for that. That's my little escape route.
There needs to be another fighting game like Fight Night or I know UFC have the one with EA.
Matchroom
needs to get on.
Oh, God, yeah.
But then it'd be awkward because you'd have like AJ on it, no Wilder, no Fury.
Yeah, there's no unified governing body that could have all the licensing to everyone.
Unless EA made the game and then went to individual fighters for
EA
their rights.
EA got the pull to do that.
You know, for the rights, like, then you get around it. And they could make a great career mode on it.
Four agents to have the entire fucking main lot of people that you need.
And like boxers, like, you imagine the career mode around a UFC fighter or a boxer, it'd be pretty sick. I think they should bring it out again. Mm. I remember the game Fight Night when you used to just hold the back buttons and your guy would do this. Just stay there like that. Your guy would just be swinging it, you'd just be missing. You'd just chuck one out every now and then.
I do remember Fight Night. I didn't play much of it though. I do remember it though.
Do you remember stick cricket?
Ben plays that now.
I used to have, when I worked at Direct Line, no other website would work, so you couldn't go on like Facebook or Candy Stand, or you couldn't play any other games. They never blocked stick cricket, so you could play that. It's good fun. Good fun. And if people were nice to me, I'd give them a discount just by clicking this button. So when they say at Direct Line, we can't do it, they can do it.
I had a panic attack the other day.
So did my cameraman at Chelsea. I'd just go to him, just lean on the car and record, mate. Just keep it rolling. You're all right. God bless
you. I was having
a
look at my my insurance documents for my car. And I just thought, I can't remember what day it comes out. I don't remember seeing it coming out. So I had a look online, and it's with like iGoFor or something like that, my insurance. So I clicked on it and I was like, okay, that's who it's for. So I went to my bank, typed in a search, iGoFor. Oh, there you go. There's the deposit for my first payment. But it should have took a payment in June, July, August, September, October. And I was like, typed in iGoFor. I'm like, there's only the deposit. And I'm like, shit, have they not took the payment? There's been money in it. I was like, have they just not took the payment for 4 months?
So you've been uninsured for 4 months?
That's what my thought was. I was like, fuck. So I went onto there's like you can check, can't you? So I typed in my registration. It said it's insured. And I'm like,
did you pay it all at once without realising?
No. And I'm like, what the fucking hell's going on here? And then it came out the other day. It doesn't come out under that name. It comes out under some other shit.
They're money laundering, right?
Flap, though. Proper flap. Because like, am I...
Happened
like,
with me with my road tax.
Am I not insured?
No, with my MOT. My road tax is free. So I always forget to do that, because no emissions on my car.
Just want to check one. I might have to.
My MOT ran out in like the September. I didn't realise till April.
Oof.
But if you know how much miles I do, so I was probably done like in that time.
That was your insurance, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't have a crash or anything in that time, so I was fine. But fucking hell!
But even if you got pulled over, you fucked.
Yeah, fucked.
I only bought my car.
Talk about cars. On this note, we gotta go.
I only bought mine in June, and I thought my fucking. I'm finishing my story. I only bought it in June, and I'm like, oh, it must have a MOT till June. My mum phones up the other day. She's like, when's your MOT on your car? And I'm like, June. She was like, yeah, it's next week. Oh no, it was this week. It was like she phoned me up on like the Wednesday, and it's like it's Friday, and I'm like, okay. She's like, you need to ring the garage, so I phone the garage. So I'm like, but get us in. It was like.
Haven't you got an uncle that owns a garage?
No.
See, I'm Asian. Those uncles own garages.
Own garages, I'll give you a certificate.
They own garages, and they give me a certificate. And then they say,
I got it out Monday.
You need to get a new engine, but here's your certificate. It's passed.
You need to sort all the wheels out on that windscreen too. Right, on that note.
Exhaust hanging off, but here's your certificate.
Sorry. Thank you guys for tuning in. This was brought to you by The Athletic, who've got loads of good articles, which probably actually talk about football. So if you fancy a bit of that, then go to theathletic.co.uk/Howson. That is theathletic.co.uk/Howson. Or check the link in the description, and you can get 50% off your yearly subscription and a month's free trial. And I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, actually recommend this.
And not just for the football content either, the boxing content.
Oh shit, there's MMA on there, there's boxing, there's probably other sports.
Really check out the MMA stuff, but they have some good writers.
They're huge. If you're into American sports, they're massive on basketball and American football. I think they've gone.
Because that's where they started, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty good.
So I think they're an American company, but yeah, they came into England. They've got some serious venture capital money, I think. And they've just gone, who is the best fucking writers in England? And they've just got them, which is why Sam Luckhurst don't work there.
And Neil Costa's never got a call.
Yeah. He's still sat by his phone going, "Ring!"
Fat man.
Go check out Adam. I'll put a link for him in the description as well.
Yeah, subscribe.
I'll even throw a link to the video where we absolutely fucking totally wedged up our predictions for the start of the season. Go check that out if you're in for a bit of comedy.
And don't forget, don't be a Tory.
Yeah, don't be a Tory. And definitely make sure your car's insured. And MOT'd. But you just made me think, oh, my road tax runs
There's
out.
So many people at home now. the spike on the road tax website.
I need to check on my road tax. I'm pretty sure they put a full year.
Yeah, I need to check on my car's not getting clamped.
Right. So I'm off. Laters. Bye-bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.